No Pakistani has any virtue over any Bengali. No Bengali has any virtue over any Indian. No Indian has any virtue over any Somalian or any Arab or any African. Unless you have taqwa.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-deen wa ba'd. Respected brothers, elders, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I thought we'll touch on a topic which really impacts all of us, and that is the topic of racism. And what is the Islamic perspective on racism? Out of the 6 billion plus people walking on the face of this earth, each one of those people, each one of those individuals emanates from one being or one person, and that is Adam alayhi salatu salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, he says, Ya ayyuha an-nas uttaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. He said, O mankind, fear your Lord who created all of you. Every single one of you comes from one origin, one man, and that is Adam alayhi salatu salam. And then in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes slightly further and he speaks about people's language, and he says, from this his signs is khalqus samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi alsinatikum wa alwanikum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from his signs is khalqus samawati wal ard, that he created the heavens and the earth, wa ikhtilafi alsinatikum, and the differences of your tongues and your languages, wa alwanikum. So this is very interesting, because see, this is really what makes the world rich. Not everybody speaks the same language. People actually speak a different language. Not only that, from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you can have every single person that you know in front of you, and if they spoke and you had your eyes closed, you would recognize that person. So ajeeb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only has given people languages, but he's given them such languages that when they speak, and such, you know, you can differentiate to the degree that if one of your friends was to speak, any of your friends were to speak, and you had your eyes closed, you would know who that person was. And then Allah said, wa alwanikum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then given you alwan. He has given you different colors, different complexions. One is not better than the other. This is just for Allah to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show his power and his qudrah. And then in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now goes slightly further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. Wa ja'alnakum sha'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. He says, O man, we have created all of you. He doesn't speak to believers, he says to man, O man, we have created all of you from one male, one female, Adam and Hawa. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شَعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا. And then we made you, we turned you, we created you, we made you into شعوب, means large clans. وَقَبَائِل, you can have it as the meaning of sub-clans. Why? Allah says, لِتَعَارَفُ, so you may recognize each other. You know, he's from my clan, you're from that clan. That is the only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you such. So let me give you an example. You have 10 children. You name one Ali, you name one Muhammad, you name one Uthman, you name one Abu Bakr. Why do you give them these names for? So that you may recognize them. لِتَعَارَفُ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you different clans, different tribes, the only reason he's done this is so that you recognize each other. Not that one clan is better than the other or the other one is less. No, because you may recognize each other. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says right at the end of this verse, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at your bank balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at, you know, the cars or the houses that you live in or your looks. Because these are all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable in the eyes of Allah is the one who has the greatest taqwa. The one who is the most God conscious, he is the most honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may not have a penny to your name, but in the eyes of Allah, you are honorable because you are a person who is God-fearing, God-conscious. Now, if you look into the history of racism, it's very interesting. Who was the first racist ever? The first racist ever was Shaitan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said to Shaitan, he said, Shaitan, bow to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. What was his first jumla? What was his first statement? He says, Ana khayrun minhu. He said, I'm better than him. Khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min teen. He said, look at this, subhanAllah. His first statement is, I am better than him. He's in Jannah. Imagine this. He's in Jannah. He's standing in front of Allah. And Allah is telling Shaitan, prostrate to Adam. And he said, nah, I'm better than him. And this is the very interesting thing. Why? Because see, every group, every tribe, every nation, every qawm has this amazing ability to justify to themselves that they're better than the other. Every single one. You will see them sitting in groups, and they are somehow, you know, the chosen people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaitan says, I can't do it. The reason is because I'm better than. And this very interesting. What's his second statement? He says, Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. He's saying, look, you created me. So he's admitting, Allah, you're the one who created me. But somehow his warped perception of reality made him justify to himself that although Allah, you made me, I'm still better than him. I am still better than him. So they say that the first racist ever was Shaitan. There was no racist before Shaitan. And really, you know, you look at the evil nature of racism. Wallahi, I think it's the greatest plague which has ever, one of the greatest plagues which has plagued this ummah. Even if you don't move to racism, you look at this ethnicity. How people, they're the same ethnicity, but how divided they are. So approximately, in the world today, there's approximately 366 million Arabs. In the Arab countries, 366 million, all together, they say there's approximately 384 million Arabs. 22 countries in the world are Arab countries. Same ethnicity, same language, same religion, and you look how they're divided. You speak the exactly same language, you have the same ethnicity, you have the same religion, but look how they're divided. From the Gulf states to North Africa, they all have stereotypes regarding each other. You know, the Maghrebis, the Moroccans are like this. The Gulfies are like this. And this is, subhanAllah, and this is the same ethnicity. Imagine when you go into wider qawms and wider nations. Then imagine the sickness of racism. And the amazing thing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he brought this ummah together. There is no man in history who ever eradicated. Last week I said there was no man in history who ever eradicated alcohol besides the Messenger of Allah. Wallahi, there was no man in history who eradicated racism like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. You had people of the same ethnicity in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Aus and the Khazraj were from Medina. Aus was a brother and Khazraj was his, they were two brothers. Their children, they lived in Medina, their children ended up fighting and killing each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina and he made the Aus and the Khazraj, he made them brothers. He brought their hearts together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. For years, for decades, these people had been killing each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recalled in the Quran, Allah said, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِالنِّعْمَةِ إِخْوَانًا. He says to the Aus and the Khazraj, he said, remember the favor of Allah upon you. When you were enemies of each other and Allah brought your heart together. Allah, and then Allah made you brothers. This was amazing. He brought the Aus and the Khazraj together. Not only that, those who were the lowest in society, who were nobodies in society. You know, today, we have no slavery. There's no Muslims who are slaves. But we still look down on other people just because we somehow deem ourselves to be better than them for one reason. Oh, they're on a lower caste, they're of a lower qawm than us, therefore we look down upon them. There's no slaves. The Prophet ﷺ's miracle was that he made those people who were the slaves equal to those who were from the Quraysh. Bilal radiallahu anhu. Look at Bilal, slave. You know, when in those times, if you were born a slave, you lived a slave, you died a slave. That's all it was. Bilal was a slave. One of the things that the people, the mushrikeen, said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, look, we're ready to accept your message, we'll accept it. But one condition, we don't want to sit with these slaves. We don't want to sit with these people of lower caste. But if you remove these people, then we will sit with you. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't accept it because Allah was not ready to accept it. Bilal, the Messenger of Allah, saw him being persecuted. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and he said, who will free Bilal for me? So who? Abu Bakr ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum said, kana sabaqan, always the first to do good actions. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum says, me, O Messenger of Allah. So then he goes to Umayyah bin Khalf and he says to Umayyah, sell me Bilal. So Umayyah bin Khalf said, I'll sell him to you because you're the one who, you know, corrupted him in the first place. So he says, how much? He says, 10 gold coins. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now goes home, he brings 10 gold coins, he gives it to Umayyah. Umayyah begins to laugh. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, what's making you a laugh? He said, by Allah, if you had haggled with me and offered me one gold coin for Bilal, I would have sold him for one gold coin. That's all he's worth. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, oh Umayyah, I swear by Allah, if you had haggled with me and asked me for 100 gold coins for Bilal, I would have given you 100 gold coins for Bilal. This is the best man to walk on the face of this earth after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He is saying, after he buys Bilal, he would say, Sayyidi Bilal, Bilal is my master. Umar ibn Khattab would say, the second best man after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to walk on the face of this earth, he would say, Abu Bakr Sayyiduna wa Ataqa Sayyiduna. Abu Bakr is our master and he freed our master. Look, from where? From where? From being a slave, the Prophet ﷺ made him to the level of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu. The Messenger of Allah never tolerated any racism. I mean, there are so many narrations in this deen. When Abu Dharr, they were having a mashwara, they're having a discussion, and Abu Dharr, Bilal radiallahu anhu said, I disagree with you, O Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr was an Arab. He looked at Bilal. Bilal was a slave. And he said, Yabna Sauda, Yabna Sauda, oh, you son of a black woman? You have the audacity to disagree with me? You were a slave yesterday. And he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet and Bilal complained to the Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah called Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr said, did you say that about his mother? Did you say that about his mother? He said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, innaka imra'un fika al-jahiliyyah. He said, O Abu Dharr, you are a man who still has the traits of ignorance. La ilaha illallah. You are a man who has the traits of ignorance. This is not Islam. Abu Dharr walked out of there. He was crying. He went to Bilal, he lay in front of Bilal, he put his cheek on the floor and he said, by Allah, O Bilal, I will not stand from here
until you put your foot on my cheek, because you are Kareem and I am dishonorable. Bilal began to cry. Bilal bent down and he kissed him on the cheek and he raised him up. But the Messenger of Allah never tolerated this. And subhanAllah, you look at this plague. You know, it's amazing. Those people who believe that we came from apes, eradicate racism more than those who are come from Adam alayhi salatu salam. Those who the Messenger of Allah, you know, spoke about this issue day in, day in. The Messenger of Allah, you know, he instilled in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that everybody is equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, this is how he instilled it. He said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he said, Allah has removed from you that you boast about your forefathers. And then he said, there's only two types of believers. He said, Mu'minun taqiyun wa fajirun shaqiyun. He said, there's only two types of people regarding this issue. Mu'minun taqiyun, a mu'min who is pious and he will never regard himself better than others. Or fajirun shaqiyun, or an open transgressor who is wretched, that he regards himself better than other people. Only two people in this issue. Mu'minun taqiyun. You see today, subhanAllah, people boast about the fact that somehow that they're better than somebody else. How are you better than somebody else when the criteria used by Allah is taqwa, piety? Allah created you in the clan that you belong in. Did anybody create themselves? Nobody created themselves. Allah created you in that clan. Allah created you in that nation. And you regard yourself better. Let me give you an example. How this racism works and how we get involved in this. You have two nations arguing with each other. So let me say Somalians and Pakistanis. Somehow the Somalians can justify to themselves how they have better qualities than the Pakistanis. Exactly like Shaitan justified it for himself. Somehow the Pakistanis can justify it for themselves how their qualities are far better than the Somalian. Exactly like Shaitan. Ana khayrun minhu. I'm better than him. And then let's go back to Pakistan itself. Karachi can justify how it's better than Lahore. Punjab better than Sindh. And Sindh better than Punjab. You're now in the same country, but now you're justifying one province is better than the other province. And if you go into Lahore, the people of Lahore, those who belong to this tribe, are better than those who belong to this tribe. And belong to this tribe. Why? Because that's the sunnah of Shaitan. Ana khayru minhu. Somehow you can justify to yourself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's criteria is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's criteria is taqwa. Nobody is better than anybody else. The Messenger of Allah, in his most famous khutbah ever, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the day of Arafah. There is no khutbah in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more popular than this, well known than this. It was his final major khutbah that he gave in his life. There were approximately up to 140,000 sahaba standing there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, "Inna rabbakum wahid wa aba'ukum wahid." He said, "Your Lord is one. Your father Adam is one. La fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin wa la li ajamiyyin ala arabiyyin wa la li ahmar ala aswad wa li aswad ala ahmar illa bi taqwa." He stood on the mountain on the day of Arafah. The largest audience that he ever had in his life. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Your Lord is one. Your father is one. I am telling you today, for you Arabs, there is no virtue over the non-Arabs. And you non-Arabs, there is no virtue for over the Arabs. And for you white, there is no virtue over the black. And for you black, there is no virtue over the white. Illa bitaqwa. Unless you have taqwa." And I am telling you today, no Pakistani has any virtue over any Bengali. No Bengali has any virtue over any Indian. No Indian has any virtue over any Somalian or any Arab or any African. Unless you have taqwa. That is the criteria which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used. The next time you decide to look down on somebody because of the race that they belong to, or the color of the skin that they belong to, because for some deluded perception, you have adopted the criteria, the qiyas and the analogy of shaitan, then let me tell you, wallahi, when you judge a person by this color of the skin, you are taking no mistakes out of that person, because he didn't create himself, Allah created him. You're taking mistakes out of Allah. You do a better job than Allah. Na'udhu billah. You look at somebody's tribe. You look at the world today. Look at the Muslim world today. Look how it's broken. Look at how it's torn. Because of this issue of racism. How it's split. How you're massaged. How your organizations. Not even in the other. Even in the West. And you are meant to be a ummah. And you speak about the glory times. You give examples of Bilal and your life is totally contrary to Bilal. You give an example of Abu Bakr and your lives are totally contrary to Abu Bakr. You give examples of the teaching of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and your life is totally contrary to that. It has nothing to do with the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, in the time after, this is how well the Messenger of Allah eradicated racism after his time. There was a Sahabi called Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu. He was African in origin. So Amr ibn As, in the time of Umar ibn Khattab, Amr ibn As was the governor of Egypt. He sent Ubadah ibn Samit to speak to Maqawqis. Maqawqis was the leader of Egypt. So Ubadah ibn Samit, and he sent another 10 Sahaba. 10 Sahaba and few Tabi'een. They go enter and Ubadah ibn Samit moves forward. Maqawqis was a racist because racism was a norm at that time, because the vast majority of slaves were from the African peninsula at that time. So he said, "Who is this?" He said, "This is our leader." He said, "I refuse to speak to a black man." The rest, who many of them were Arabs, they said, "You will only speak to him because he's the best in deen." La ilaha. Criteria, the best in deen. Said he's the best in deen, he's the most knowledgeable and is right and his opinion is the best. Maqawqis says, he said, "How could you make a black man your leader?" They said, "Because he's the best from amongst us." Then Maqawqis eventually agreed. And Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu said to him, he said, you think I'm black? He said, "I have 1,000 men in the tents and in my army who are blacker than I am." And he said, "I'm an old man now, but let me tell you, this black man will take 100 of your men at any time." This is, look how subhanallah, he changed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed. You know, how people perceived reality, how the Sahaba, they became one, they became an ummah. And look how we have broken this ummah. How we are exploited on a daily basis because of our racism. And this happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they were returning from a battle, what happened is, they were returning from a battle, and one of the Ansari, one of the Muhajirun, he kicked one of the Ansar on the backside. So maybe it just started from a joke. But then, you know, some jokes, they get serious. So the Muhajir began to say, "Oh Muhajir, come and help me." And the Ansar said, "Ansar, come and help me." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came running out, and the narration mentioned he was pulling his cloak behind him. And he said, "This is the call of Jahiliyyah. This is the call of Jahiliyyah. How could you even call towards your people?" And then there was there, because many of them were munafiqeen, they wanted to exploit the situation. And Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, he said, "When we go back to Medina, لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ." He said, "When we return to Medina, The honorable, the Ansar, who they were Ansar, the Ansar will boot out the Muhajirun. Then he said, Thumb in Kalbuk Yakuluk. He said, you make your dog fat, one day it will eat. What he meant was that these Ansar had, the Muhajirun had nothing. They came to us. We took them in. Now today, they've become fat like your dog. Now they want to eat us. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, oh Messenger of Allah, let me strike at the neck of this munafiq. Umar was Umar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave him. For people will say Muhammad killed his own. But look at this. It's very interesting. Look, people will exploit your weaknesses. Like Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul saw an opportunity. Today people will exploit your weaknesses. I ask you, wallahi, I ask you. How many of people will sell out their ummah, so will sell out other people of the ummah, other nations, if they were given money? How many times we see this, a group will come, okay, we'll give you this amount of money, so you separate from the wider body. You move away from the cause. And this is as old as Islam, the exploitation. So brothers, starting back from where, finishing where I started. Shaitan justified to himself that he was better than Adam alayhi salatu salam. And what did Allah say to him? Fakhruj minha. Fa innaka rajim. Allah said to him, get out of Jannah. You racist, because there is no place for you here. You are shunned. The ulama say from this, they say, for those who are racist, there is no place in Jannah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw shaitan out because of his arrogance, because he thought that he was better than others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those that whatever we do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop us from being shallow. You know, looking at people's skins, looking from where they come from. But have the criteria like the Sahaba had, and that was good character, God-fearing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us united in dunya and reunite us in Jannatul Firdaus. Barakallahu feekum.